The biggest takeaway I learned from the Charles Schwab purchasing TD Ameritrade. Now, before we jump into it, the next event I will be at Barnes & Noble on South Colorado Boulevard here in Denver, Colorado, doing a book fair on Tuesday, December 10th. Now, here are three ways you can support. One, you can stop by to say hi. Two, you can stop by and say hi and purchase a book. Three, you can pre-order a book to have it autographed and signed and stop by and say hi. And number four, if you're not in the area, Prince, you know, and you want to support, you can purchase a book to be donated to a child here in the Denver and Aurora area or around the globe. So anyway, hope to see you guys there. And all the details for that are in the description box. So appreciate y'all, you guys' support. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and children of all ages, you're now tuned into the Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dykes, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so let's jump straight into it. Charles Schwab buys TD Ameritrade. Charles Schwab buys TD Ameritrade for $26 billion. It's the hot thing on the news. It's been going around all day. It actually came out last week. People asked me about it last week, but it was kind of like talks. But today they're kind of coming out saying, hey, it's final. They're going to close this out by next year. So for $26 billion, Charles Schwab buys TD Ameritrade, making it the largest broker on the block with $5 trillion in assets. So with that being said, what is the greatest lesson that I learned? The greatest lesson I took away was, number one, I didn't know Charles Schwab was holding like that. And the reason why, psychologically, like everybody else, if we had to put out the brokers in a list, we'll put up E-Trade or TD Ameritrade, and we'll put Charles Schwab at like number three or whatever. And that's how we kind of looked at it. But when you break down and you look at the finances, which I went and done, when they said, hey, they're buying TD Ameritrade for $26 million, I went and looked at their 10 kilos. I looked at their finances and didn't realize they had a market cap of $62 million. Didn't realize they had an annual revenue last year of like $10 million, which was like 100% times of TD Ameritrade. I didn't know that they were that larger of a company, a broker, than TD Ameritrade. You know, just due to marketing and what we see, we would think TD Ameritrade with the big boys on the block, right? But this is the greatest lesson I learned. Don't go by what you see. Break down those 10 kilos. Break down those 8 Ks. Break down those 13 Fs and 8 kilos. Because the numbers don't lie. The numbers will tell you what you need to know. But we looked at brand strength. We always kind of looked at TD Ameritrade, E-Trade. And Charles Schwab was like, you know, third place or whatnot. But I will say Charles Schwab was the first one that came out and lowered the commission fees. Remember, everybody was like $9.99? Charles Schwab broke it down and said, hey, we're $4.99. Then everybody ran behind him. You know, E-Trade dropped, TD Ameritrade dropped. And then in October, Charles Schwab came out and said zero commission. And then soon, like a couple weeks later, the whole industry followed. You know, here comes TD Ameritrade, E-Trade, everybody just followed behind it. So Charles Schwab, I will say, has been a big player. And I just purchased a book. Well, I purchased a book a while ago called Invested, and I haven't got a chance to read it yet. But, you know, here's Charles Schwab purchasing TD Ameritrade. And the biggest lesson I learned, read those financial reports. Because a lot of people, kind of, you know, from the outside looking in, you kind of thought that Charles Schwab was kind of on the third, fourth rung or whatnot. You kind of placed them right there with Fidelity almost. But really, it was a big player. You got to break up in those financial reports to see who's the real players. But as always, don't forget that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, book, or whatever else you see me do crazy around the globe. Peace. Be safe. I'm out. Thank you.
Check out the latest installment of the multi-book series teaching kids about financial literacy. Wesley learns about insurance. Guest starring Broncos Hall of Fame running back Terrell Davis, authored by Prince Dykes, teaching kids the real-life skill sets that matter as they grow older. The third book in the father-son financial literacy series gives a kid-friendly introduction into the world of insurance. Award-winning and recently stamped by Warren Buffett, available hardcover, paperback, ebook, and audio online at Amazon, iTunes, Audible, Barnes & Noble, Walmart.com, Tattered Books, and more. Hardcovers are only available at Lulu.com, presented by Alpha One Tax and Wealth and Belco Credit Union.